Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first edition in 2013 of What You Might Have Missed, my weekly video in which I take a look at some of the little things that have a big impact on the game. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. For starters, let's examine some of the progress the Packers have shown with their running game in the first 2 weeks of the season. Early on in San Francisco in week one, the Packers struggled to run the ball in part because they couldn't get Patrick Willis blocked. Willis being the perennial all-pro inside linebacker and one of the best run defenders in the game. First, we'll take a look at back-to-back running plays in the first quarter that Willis just wrecked for the Packers. Here he is on this play. Now, Josh Sitton, the left guard for Green Bay, is going to pull and try to get a block on Willis in the hole. But Willis is too quick for him, and he stuffs Eddie Lacy at the line of scrimmage. On the very next play, the Packers will run Lacy to the other side. Here's Willis this time, and it's JerMichael Finley's chance to get him blocked. But Finley isn't up to the task either. Willis again is in on the tackle. Now, hard to say whether Lacy could have broken Alden Smith's ankle tackle, but he didn't get the chance. Fast forward to the fourth quarter, another back-to-back play sequence to show you, and when the Packers get a hat on Willis, as they say, the running game starts to come to life. Now it's first down in the red zone for Green Bay, and here is Patrick Willis. This time, it will be center Evan Dietrich Smith, who will come off of a combo block and get a block on Willis in the hole, paving the way for Lacy to get 5 yards and set up second and five. Very next play and very similar run. Here is Patrick Willis. Again, it's center Evan Dietrich Smith in charge of taking him out. Dietrich Smith executes the combo block, comes off, gets the block on Willis in the hole. Lacy goes 6 yards for a first down, and Dietrich Smith finishes off Patrick Willis over top of the pile. Now, running the ball is never as simple as just blocking one guy. But when you can execute the blocks on a key run defender like Patrick Willis, it certainly makes a difference. Fast forward to the Washington game, the Redskins don't have a player like Patrick Willis at the linebacker level. But they do have London Fletcher, and he's been doing it for a long time, been to the last 4 Pro Bowls, and the Packers got some key blocks on Fletcher as James Starks had a really big day. Another back-to-back sequence here of taking out the key run defender. Here's the Redskins' London Fletcher. This time, Josh Sitton and David Bakhtiari will double-team the defensive end, opening up the hole for Dietrich Smith to get the key block. And James Starks goes for 9 yards, and the Packers have second and short. Next snap, here's Fletcher again. This time it's right guard TJ Lang who will execute the combo block, then get the block on Fletcher in the hole, springing Starks for another 9 yards, and the Packers are in the red zone. One more to show you, and this time it's actually Starks who takes care of Fletcher while the rest of his teammates hold their blocks. This time, the Packers don't get a hat on Fletcher. There he is, and it's up to Starks to make something happen. Now the key is Andrew Corliss sustaining his block on Ryan Kerrigan, and the rest of the Packers also holding their blocks to give Starks a hole, and he cuts it upfield for 14 yards. As you can see, a lot of progress by the Packers in their running game over the first 2 weeks. Like I said before, it's not as easy as just blocking one guy. But when the linebackers who are supposed to plug holes are not making the tackles, everybody's doing their job. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.